So notice how if you actually pay less than the assets that you receive, then you get a negative goodwill figure, which is a bit weird. Just the wording of it sounds strange, negative goodwill, when actually it's really good news because you've paid less than the assets you've received. And so negative goodwill now actually gets called a bargain purchase because that's what you've got. And remember, this bargain purchase, though, this doesn't go on the SFP like goodwill does. This negative goodwill, this bargain purchase, goes to your income statement as income.